The first National Guard troops assigned to help stop illegal immigration are deployed today along the Mexican border. Well, what about Canada, where 17 terrorism suspects were arrested this weekend? As Tom Bonsi reports, surveillance on that border is relatively low-key.
Something just didn't seem right to Border Patrol agents one late evening in early April. It's before tourist season. A motorhome passes, driving south from Canada. The man at the wheel avoids eye contact.
At this time of night, a rental vehicle out of California in the middle of winter, that's got all the red flags up.
760 Bravo 14. Good afternoon. I'll be 1041, Mike 4088.
Patrol agent in charge, Cynthia Figueroa, recounts what happened next on the highway shoulder outside Bonner's Ferry. One of the biggest human smuggling busts in the inland northwest followed simple questioning of the driver.
Is there anybody else in the vehicle with you? And yes, got a few people in the back. Who are they? Don't know. Just picked them up. Can we take a look in the back? And they gave consent. So open it up, and there were all the people.
13 South Korean women and one man, from young to middle age.
And they're all laying down so they couldn't be seen. Nobody tried to run. They had no idea where they were. A change of clothes is all they had with them.
This would be a slow night where Figueroa previously worked on the Mexican border, but here, facing Canada, it's the biggest deal in months. Last year, U.S. border agents arrested about 7,300 illegal immigrants along the Canadian border, including Chinese, Pakistanis, Indians, and some Canadians. That's small potatoes compared to the million-plus Mexicans crossing the southern border annually. Nonetheless, one wonders why migrants would leave Canada.
It's so interesting that why don't they stay in Canada? Why are they? I mean, Canada is a great nation as well. It has a great economic value just as much as the United States.
Daniela Resch of the Refugee Women's Alliance in Seattle explains South Koreans can visit Canada without a visa. But she says for some, America has a magnetic pull that keeps them going south.
I think there's something to do, and I've noticed this with other trafficking clients that we've had, is that there's this glamorization of America where they see these images of very wealthy people and America's where it's at.
Other nationalities who get smuggled across the northern border need a visa even to get into Canada. They pay dearly for the long and arduous journey, but in their favor, the migrants find good cover amongst the large Asian immigrant communities in Canada's big cities. The latest major bust by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement involved more than 50 citizens of India and Pakistan. Agent in charge in Seattle, Lee Winchell, says smugglers charge them up to $36,000 a head.
Of the organization arranged for fraudulent documents to smuggle the individuals first into Canada, into the Toronto airport via commercial aircraft, moved into Western Canada and lower British Columbia and held in what we call stash houses or load houses. And then they would take them out into rural areas and move them across the border in those rural areas.
Winchell says the smuggling ring they busted has no known terrorist links. But the fear that a terrorist could take advantage of the porous border persists. The big immigration and border security bill passed by the Senate authorizes 14,000 additional Border Patrol agents. Lawmakers from northern states insist that a minimum of 20% of the new positions be assigned to the Canadian border. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi near Bonner's Ferry, Idaho.